Now's the news. I'm Tianlu. Chinese President Xi Jinping has hosted a symposium in Changsha to promote the development of the country's central region. He stressed the role of central China as an important base for grain production, energy, raw material, and modern equipment manufacturing. President Xi advocated for leading industrial innovation with technological advancements, fostering new quality productive forces, and promoting new industrialization. Wang Haiyang reports.
In his speech, President Xi highlighted the central region's pivotal role as the country's important grain production base, energy and raw material base, modern equipment manufacturing and high-tech industry base, and a comprehensive transportation hub. He said the region's development has reached a higher level since the last symposium was held 5 years ago, but some challenges remain. The president urged more efforts to pursue industrial innovation and cultivate new quality productive forces. He also called for forward-looking plans and a faster modernization of the industrial system underpinned by advanced manufacturing. President Xi also said the campaign to energize the central region should be integrated with the nation's other major development strategies.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has congratulated Prabowo Subianto on his election as the president of Indonesia. President Xi said China and Indonesia are traditional friendly neighbors with deepened political mutual trust and closer mutually beneficial cooperation. The Chinese president also expressed his readiness to work with Prabowo to set an example of major developing countries that embrace unity and cooperation and pursue common development. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has met former Australian Prime Minister Paul Keating in Sydney. Wang said China and Australia are economically complementary to each other and they should pursue win-win cooperation in accordance with the principle of mutual understanding. He also said China is ready to share its development opportunities with other countries, including Australia. Chinese authorities say the country continues to provide humanitarian assistance to Palestine to alleviate the humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. The Chinese embassy in Egypt says China has provided a batch of cash assistance to Gaza and it is delivering 2 batches of food, medical supplies and other essential humanitarian aid to the enclave through Egypt. The embassy also says China is intensifying efforts to provide food supplies to the Gaza Strip during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud has met U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Jeddah. The two sides discussed the situation in the Gaza Strip, particularly the southern city of Rafah. They stressed the importance of an immediate ceasefire and highlighted the need to make all efforts to ensure the entry of urgent humanitarian aid into the territory. Apple CEO Tim Cook has reiterated the company's long-term commitment to the Chinese market. During his visit to Shanghai, Cook said there's no supply chain in the world that's more critical to the US firm than China. He also said Apple will strengthen its long-term cooperation with its Chinese supply chain partners and work closely with them on green and smart manufacturing. The Secretary General of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries has highlighted the organization's interconnectedness with China in the energy field. Haitham Al-Gais was speaking at the 7th high-level meeting of the OPEC-China Energy Dialogue in Vienna. He called for further enhancing cooperation with the world's second-largest economy, saying the organization and its member countries will continue to provide affordable energy that China needs to meet its rising energy demand. Russian authorities say the proportion of the country's natural gas and coal exports to unfriendly countries last year fell by around 50% compared with the year before. Russian Energy Minister Nikolai Shulginov said in 2023, Russia's share of natural gas exports to unfriendly countries dropped to 24% from 49% a year ago, and the share of coal fell to 18% from nearly 40%. In March 2022, the Russian government adopted a list of foreign countries and regions that had taken unfriendly actions against the Russian government, companies and citizens, and later expanded this list. And that's the news. I'm Tianlu.